Exclusive, Nate Morris. Being called the J.D. Vance 2.0 is the greatest compliment I could receive as a candidate. By Jasmine Jordan on February 28, 2026. Recent polling is showing a tightening three-way contest. The late Charlie Kirk's final endorsement and a $10 million super PAC investment from Elon Musk are reshaping the dynamics of Kentucky's Republican Senate primary as businessman Nate Morris campaigns ahead of the May vote. In an exclusive interview on Breitbart News Saturday, Morris told host Matt Boyle that the race remains between two McConnell puppets and a MAGA outside business guy, noting that we're absolutely surging in describing himself as the outsider, the disruptor, person that's going to bring change to Washington. Polling conducted by Fabrizio, Lee & Associates from January 27 to 29, 2026, of 800 likely Republican primary voters, showed former Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron at 31%, Representative Andy Barr at 24%, and Morris at 21% in a three-way ballot. Among voters who had an opinion of all three candidates, Morris led with 28% to Cameron's 26% and Barr's 25%. Morris also highlighted financial backing from Elon Musk, who in January donated $10 million to a super PAC supporting Morris, the largest disclosed contribution of the 2026 midterm cycle at the time. Morris declared the support has completely changed the race. A central focus of the discussion was the late Charlie Kirk's endorsement of Morris. Kirk's final political endorsement before his 2025 assassination was Morris, and he traveled to Kentucky to launch Morris's campaign at a Turning Point Action rally. Morris called Kirk's support transformational, saying, "Very few times in life do you have someone like that stepping up for you the way that Charlie did and went all in on this race." Morris recounted he regularly hears from voters about that rally and its significance. "I travel the state all the time, Matt, as you know. And I'm meeting Kentuckians every day, and I can't tell you the number of people. They come up to me and say, 'Hey, I was there that day with you and Charlie. And it meant so much to me. It meant so much to my kid or my grandkid. Thank you for allowing Charlie to come here and be part of history here in Kentucky. Because this was his last political event held in Kentucky." He reflected that the endorsement carries ongoing weight for his campaign. "It's a tremendous responsibility, Matt. And that's what our team, we're focused on every day. Honoring his legacy, honoring what he stood for," Morris stated. "He paid the ultimate price for what he believed, what he said and what he stood for, and we can never forget that as a campaign, and never forget that as a country. I don't know if we're ever going to see a talent like Charlie Kirk ever again." According to polling data, when voters are informed of Kirk's endorsement, Morris moves into first place by nearly a 2-to-1 margin. The interview also addressed legislative issues, including the SAVE Act, which has passed the House and would implement voter ID requirements and other election integrity measures. Morris explained, "The rest of the country is paying attention, because they've had enough of Mitt and voting against MAGA, voting against the American people, and voting against our interests." Discussing the legislation itself, Morris asserted, "We have a chance to enact a measure that will help save this country. We saw in 2020 we had an election stolen from us. People have already forgotten we had an election stolen from us. We need to take every measure possible to protect the American people and their vote, and that's why this has got to get done." He added that, in his view, "The things that's going on right now with the SAVE Act is just another reminder of how bad Mitch McConnell has been." Morris further argued that the 2026 primary represents a generational shift, noting that McConnell has served in the Senate for nearly four decades. "He's been in there since before the internet was created," Morris continued, "and we have somebody like Mitch McConnell who's being an obstructionist, and it's all petty. I mean, that's the sad part about all this. I think it's a combination of jealousy and resentment against the president. This is all personal. This has no intellectual merit, or he's being bought by someone or the other. Maybe a little bit of both, Matt, but I think it's absolutely disgusting and pathetic." Referencing the longtime senator, Morris observed, "You see these images of Mitch, and what does it remind you of? It reminds me of Dianne Feinstein. We remember these pictures at the very end for Dianne Feinstein," adding, "That's why I've said I'm going to serve two terms, serve my time in the U.S. Senate, and be done." He contrasted that pledge with what he described as career politicians, stating, Our founders never intended public office to be a lifelong profession. Morris also alleged that establishment forces are backing his opponents, saying, and his cronies, Matt, we're throwing everything. They've got it. Andy Barr. He's the preferred candidate. Daniel Cameron is second to them now, but they are dumping as much money as they can to propping up my opponents. Because this is their last chance for another horse to ride for generations, to make money and to have influence. He contended, that's why this race is so important. And that's why we're going to fight so hard these next 80 days until we're victorious. Referencing Democrat criticism labeling him J.D. Vance 2.0, Morris responded, I'm happy to be called the J.D. Vance 2.0. I think that's the greatest compliment I could receive as a candidate, and I approve that message 100%. It couldn't be any more true that I'm going to stand with the president 100%. I'm going to be the same kind of senator that J.D. Vance was. In outlining his path to victory, Morris cited an incredible ecosystem of support, including Turning Point Action, Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, Senator Jim Banks, RN, and the Ramaswamy Senate Conservatives Fund. It's going to come down to the great people of Kentucky. The grassroots, he argued, emphasizing that we are going to have person-to-person contact these next 80 days. He expressed confidence that everybody is ready for change. Listen here. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.